Are we ready for game two? You know who definitely is? Jay Janauer is sports anchor for Global News, who's joining us every morning during the Canucks run. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Simi. Just like yesterday, just like Sunday, the sun is shining. The province is ready to be swept away with towel power. Bring on game two tonight.
I don't know. I feel like we need to temper expectations just a little bit here, Jay. But let's talk first about the reaction in the day or two since the game here. What are you hearing about the team? How are they? What's their mindset like?
Well, you know, it is interesting yesterday, Simi, because Rick Tocchet is big on practice. He's big on keeping things the way that it's been all season long. But it was almost like an emotional hangover for the Vancouver Canucks. So many of them playing their first playoff game, but the entire roster playing their first ever game inside Rogers Arena for the playoff time. And instead of having a full practice yesterday, Rick Tocchet made it an optional. There were only 9 skaters on the ice, none of the top players. Thatcher Demko wasn't on the ice. He wanted to give them a bit of a break because he thought it was that much of an emotional, I don't want to say emotional toll, but it was that much of an emotional high that the guys experienced that he just wanted to give them, a little bit of rest. A lot of players couldn't get to sleep after the game. And I was chatting with Brock Besser. He said he was so wired, he had his worst sleep and he couldn't remember how many years. That's how fired up the players were about game one.
Okay, that is so interesting. Well, you want them to carry that into game two, though, right?
You certainly do. And you know, Rick Tocchet said, you know what? Nobody has any issues getting up for a game one. Everyone can get super high,
right?
Especially when the building is the way that it is. He said, but it's maintaining that. And that's why he decided to give them a bit of a break yesterday. Quinn Hughes didn't even see the ice. You know, a lot of the media were just pulling into Rogers Arena, and he was pulling out already to head home. So, you know, it's something that Rick Tocchet wants his team to maintain, that level that we saw Sunday in game one against the Nashville Predators. And I think it's something that we will see, Simi, because the way that this team has kept itself so balanced, and, you know, it's that old hockey cliche, it's that old sports cliche, you hear it all the time, one game at a time. But that's something that this team has really done. You've never seen them super high after a win during the regular season. And for that matter, you know, you haven't seen them down in the dumps when, you know, they've lost a couple of games in a row. So Rick Tocchet doing his best to manage those emotions and keep them at that level that brought them so much success this season.
How important is Rick Tocchet's experience here, too? I know he's been in the playoffs, you know, many times. He clearly seems to relish kind of giving that advice to the players.
Simi, I have told this to many of people, be it, you know, either, you know, on the air or on the golf course or when I'm out with friends. I have watched Rick Tocchet and his coaching staff mentor and do more teaching 18 months with him on the job than probably what I've seen in the last 8 years at Rogers Arena with all the other coaches combined. And that's not to throw them under the bus. But every moment they're on the ice, either Rick Tocchet, the Sedin twins, his assistant coaches, their skills coach, they're working with somebody on little extra things that you don't see. Body positioning, directing the puck off the boards the right way. He's always teaching. But as far as, you know, learning to win, he's a big guy on keeping things the same. He's a ritual guy. He, you know, he tells stories about when he played and you know, he decided to stay inside his hotel room before game 6 of the Stanley Cup final. And he wanted to get a good night's sleep, or normally he'd go out to a movie. He'd go out for, dinner at a restaurant. He broke his tradition and he played his worst playoff game. So he wants his guys to do what they've done all season long and have that balance. It's really interesting.
It is really interesting. Jay, thanks so much for telling us about it this morning.
Timmy, if you're going to the game tonight, get there early because the rink is going to be rocking again and the white towels will be waving all night long.
I'll bet. You have fun. I will be watching from home before I go to sleep. So thank you very much for that.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
You too. And you have fun. Jay will be at that game tonight for sure. And we'll be talking to him about it tomorrow morning. It is fascinating to watch. And listen, the sense that I'm getting from people out there, the emails that I'm getting, is that they would love if we were doing more kind of public viewing parties, family-friendly events like that. So if you hear of them going on, let me know so I can pass the word, Simi at cknw.com.